Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Yep, it sure looks like Devin Leary is ACC Player of the Year. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I shook my head after the 2022 preseason All-ACC team came out with NC State's Leary tabbed as the Conference Player of the Year. After the first week, he is among the worst QBs in the league. Sure, he was the ACC's most improved quarterback and perhaps player last season, but after the first week of the new campaign, Leary was close to the worst quarterback in the ACC behind a bunch of newcomers, including, of course, Drake May with 9 TD passes. In Leary's 1 year as a starter for the Wolfpack, he came out of nowhere to complete almost 66% of his passes for 35 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions for a superb QB rating of 157. But with an offseason to prepare for him, opponents will be ready. Against East Carolina in the opener, Leary hit only 17 of 33 throws for 1 touchdown and 1 interception and an average of 6.4 yards per completion in a game State could have lost to the Pirates, who missed a makeable field goal on the last play. In 2 games, redshirt May is the best quarterback in the ACC and looks like he'll be in that dogfight all season with his incredible accuracy and a 6-5 vision over the defense. He did fumble against App State, which led to one of the Mountaineers' late TDs. Here are what some of the other top ACC signal calls have done so far. Florida State's Jordan Travis, the only other ACC quarterback besides May to have played 2 games, has completed 31 of 48 passes for 467 yards and 2 touchdowns, both against LSU, with no interceptions. Pitt's Keaton Slovis, the transfer from Southern Cal, threw for 308 yards and 1 TD in the thrilling win over West Virginia. Duke sophomore Riley Leonard was 24 of 30, 80%, for 328 yards and 2 scores with no picks in his first start against Temple. Miami's Taylor Van Dyke, on some Heisman Trophy watch list, was 13 of 16 for 193 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no picks in the U's 70-point blitz over Bethune-Cookman. Virginia's Brennan Armstrong threw for 246 yards and 2 TDs and no interceptions in an easy win over Richmond. All other ACC QBs, with the exception of Virginia Tech's Grant Wells, who had 4 picks in the loss to James Madison, had better numbers than Leary. So, All-ACC Quarterback and Player of the Year? Nope and nope. This is Archansky. See ya.